Welcome back to Torati Mecha Nachiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishrei. We are up to Perek Bet. Perek Bet is shorter than Perek Aleph. It is only 22 psukim long. We will have an overview of the Perek and then a very relevant and practical and sobering lesson as well based on this Perek. So here we go. Remember, King Shlomo and wisdom are giving advice to the lad, to the youth, to those just starting off on the path of life, to teach them the proper way how to behave, the things that we should cling to and that which we shall stay away from. Perek Bet Pasuk Aleph, Bini, Im Takach Amarai, my son, if you will accept my sayings, my words, Umitzvosai Titzpon Itach, and my commandments are reserved, like Tzafun, hidden away with you. Lahakshiv the chachma aznecha. Make your ear pay attention to wisdom. Tatel libcha letevuna. Turn your heart towards bina, towards understanding. Ki imla bina tikra, because if you call out for understanding, letevuna titein kolecha. Again, bina, again, many, many words for many construct forms of understanding, wisdom. To bina, you should give your voice. Im tevakshena ka kesef, vechamat monim. Techap Sena. And now Shlomo Melech says, how should we seek Chachma and Bina? How should we turn our hearts and our ears to seek wisdom and understanding? You shall seek it out like one seeks out silver, like hidden treasures. You shall look for it. We're going to come back and speak about this pasuk more in depth. Okay, Pasuk Hey, Az Tavin Yiras Hashem. Then you will understand the fear of God. Only if you search for Yira and Chachma and Bina, like one who seeks out treasures, like one who counts money. Vidasa lukim timsa, knowledge of God you will find. Ki Hashem yitin chachma mipiv das utuvuna. It is God who gives us chachma. From his mouth comes da'as and bina. And again, it's interesting to point out that when it comes to tefillah in the Shemona Esrei, even though this pasuk is not, of course, recited in the Shemona Esrei, the first bakasha that we request after the first three expressions of shavach to Hashem in our Shemona Esrei, the very first bakasha is for what? And I believe Nusach Ashkenaz asks for Das, Deya, Bina, and Haskel. Whatever the, whether you daven Nusach Sfard or Ashkenaz or Ari or Edom Mizrach, I'm not sure Edom Mizrach, I haven't looked at the Siddur, but we ask for wisdom first. That's the first thing we ask from the Rosh Hashanah. Before Shema Kolenu, before Rafa'enu, before Shiva Shavtenu, before Yishayim Yerchem Barachim Tashu, before Baruch Aleinu, the first thing we ask for is Chachma. Because without Chachma, a person cannot go through life. And here Shlomo HaMelech says, Ki Hashem Yitein Chachma. You have to know that Chachma is from God. Chaneinu Mi'itcha Chachma Bina V'das. Please grant us with grace from you, Chachma Bina and Das. Mipiv Das Utevuna. From God's mouth comes wisdom and understanding. And now Shlomo HaMelech continues here in Pasuk Zayim. Vitzaf Yitzbon. Yitzbon La Yishraim to Shia, Magain Lahochicham. God reserves resourcefulness for the upright. He is a shield for those who walk honestly. So they will guard the paths of justice. He will protect the ways of the virtuous ones. Then, Pasuk Tes, then you will understand righteousness, justice, and uprightness. Oz Tavin Sadakul Mishpa. Umesha Arim Kol Ma'agal Tov. And righteousness, you will know every good track, how to live the proper way of life. So such a stress here on finding Chachma, on seeking out Bina, on turning your heart, on turning your ear. And again, where do we find this from? We find this from our Chachamim, we find this from our Rabbanim, we find this from our teachers, we find it from Torah. So in essence, King Shlomo Melech is telling us that we must We must cling to the dust of the feet of the Talmidei Chachamim. We must cling to their Torah. We must seek them out. If we want to be Yirei Shamayim, Shlomo says, did I say David? If we want to be Yirei Shamayim, says King Shlomo, Oz Tavin Yirei Hashem V'daso Kim Timtza. It is only if you go on the path of the straight, the path of the righteous, the path of Chachma, Bina, and Das, then you will know fear of God. Pasuk Yirbet, verse 12, Lahatzilcha Miderech Ra, Me'ish Medaber Tahapuchos. It is wisdom, understanding, turning your heart and your ear that will save you from the bad path, from the man who speaks things that are upside down. Ha'ozrim Erchos Yashar, those who leave the path of what is straight, Lelechas Bedarchi Choshech, to go in the ways of darkness. And King Shlomo HaMelech, of course, is warning us to stay away from these things. Hasmeichim la'asos ra, those who rejoice in doing bad. Yagilu b'tahapuchos ra, they rejoice when the world is upside down, when life is upside down, when morality is upside down. And then he warns us towards the end of the parak, he warns the youth about staying away from a wayward wife, a wife who has forgotten the covenant of God, because it is her tracks that lead to death, and those who go to her will not return, they will not attain the paths of life. King Shlomo concludes by saying, Leman telich b'derech tovim pasachav, so that you will go in the good way, v'archus tzadikim tishmar, the path of the righteousness, the path of tzadikim, the path of the righteous who shall guard. Ki yisharim yishkanu eretz usimimim yivasu ba. Pasuk chav aleph, because it is the upright who will dwell, yishkanu, lishkan levetach, who will dwell securely in the land. It is the pure ones who will be left in the land. Urishaim me'eretz yikaresu, and the wicked will be destroyed from the earth. Uvogdim yishu mimeno, and the treacherous will be abuda. That is pretty much an overview of Parachav. We've actually gone through most of the Pesukim from Pesuk Aleph through Pesuk Chav Beis, either the Pesuk inside or paraphrase. I want to talk about one specific Pesuk that stuck out for me. First of all, we already quoted the Shmona Esrei, the first of the actual Bakashos, the first of the requests is a request for wisdom. Before we could ask for healing, before we could ask for forgiveness, before we ask for redemption, before we ask for Mashiach, before we ask for leaders and judges as of old, the first thing we have to ask for is Chachma Bina Das or Dea Bina Haskel, because without this a person cannot live. This is a cannot live successfully in this world, without discernment, wisdom, and understanding. This is a theme repeated over and over again in this parak, but what I want to talk about specifically is what Shlomo HaMelech says here in Pasuk Dalet. How should you seek out my words, my son? How should you guard my mitzvos? How should you turn your ear to pay attention to wisdom and turn your heart to Bina? Call out to Bina. Give your voice to Tevuna. Im tivakshena chakosef. If you seek it out like silver, and seek it out like those who look for a treasure, seek out a treasure. This seems to be such a debased example in such a holy book. Really? That's why I should seek out Chachma? That's why I should seek out wisdom? That's why I should seek out Yiras Hashem, Oz Tavin, Yiras Hashem, the very next words? V'daso Kim Timsa? Shouldn't it be more exalted? Seek it out like you seek out Divrei Torah. Seek it out like you seek out the God of Ador. Seek it out like you seek out Shabbos mitzvah. Seek it out like you seek out Snias. Seek it out like you seek out the most lecture from the most brilliant Torah scholar. No, King Shlomo says, I'm going to tell you how you should seek out Yiras Hashem and Bina and Chachma and Das. Seek it out like a person who is looking for silver. Seek it out like a person who is searching for a treasure. Sometimes we run after material goods with a passion, with an excitement, with an exactedness. But we unfortunately do not give to Torah, mitzvos, and halacha. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that if you want to know what it means to be an Eved Hashem, to be a wise and discerning Yashar Eved Hashem, think of how you count your money. Think of how you seek out silver. Think of how you search for a treasure. I mean, you know, if somebody told you they're buried somewhere in your backyard, Rabbi Zevlov says this is just a mashal, it's just a story, so I could say whatever I want. It doesn't have to be true. So this is not necessarily true. Halavai, it should be, maybe. But I'm just making it up, so you can't say it didn't happen. It's a mashal. I'm making it up. So Rabbi Zevlov says I could say whatever I want. So some Michalards are saying the same. Someone told you in your backyard there are buried 1,000 gold bars. Okay, each one weighing, I don't know, 5 pounds. They're definitely there. Not maybe they're there. Not it's a suffix they're there. 50% yes, 50% no. No, no, no. Someone came and told you today in your backyard, there are absolutely buried. Now, not the guy's a lawyer. Not he's a trickster. Not he's scamming you. No, no, no. This is my mashal. I could say whatever I want. There are, what did I say? 1,000 gold bars, each weighing 5 pounds. Now, you happen to have a very big backyard, let's say. I don't know. 1 acre. 2 acres. So would you not look for the gold? Would you not look for the gold if it's there? Maybe if you have $10 billion, so you won't take the time to look for the gold. But most of us, I would venture to say, would spend time looking for the gold because it's absolutely there. It's accessible. I just have to search for it. Is that how we seek out mitzvos? I'm telling to myself, Shema b'ni musar avicha val titos torah timecha. I'm telling myself torah timecha. Is that the same excitement with which I run after Chachmas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Binas Hashem? The path of the Meisharim. Im tivakshena chachasaf, v'chamat monim techapsena. It reminded me of a halacha brought down on the Shulchan Aruch and codified by the Mishnah Berurah. How do we daven? What is the quality of our tefillos? It's a good question. Okay, I'm in the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Psukei Dezimra. Dinei tefillah min baruch she'amar ad yishtabach, simen nun aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, Dine tvila min barch amar adishtabach ubo tas si'ifim. Okay. So let us look at what the Shulchan Aruch has to say in Siman Nun Aleph, Dine tvila min barch amar adishtabach, which is what we would call the Pesukei de Zimra. Siman Nun Aleph, Si'if Ches. I'm quoting from the Shulchan Aruch. Ein omim hazamiros b'mirutza ki'im b'nachas. Okay. That's all Si'if. The Zemiros, Psukei de Zimra, the songs of praise that we utter from Baruch Sh'amar until Yishtabach, Ein omim hazamiros b'mirutza ki'im b'nachas. You should not say these songs of praise. Remember, it's all from Tehillim. Ashrei Tehillah, David, Kapitel 145, all the Hallelukas. You should not say these Zemiros b'mirutza quickly ki'im b'nachas. You should say it at a soft pace, at a slow pace, at a relaxed pace. B'nachas. Let's look at what the Mishnah Bereis to say, the great Chavetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. B'mirutza, says the Chavetz Chaim, and the Shulchan Aruch says, you should not say the Zemiros quickly, but rather with nachas. Ready? Listen. Quote, Mishnah Brura 51:20. Shelo, non aleph chaf, shelo yidaleg shum teva, velo yavli'eim, you should not skip over any word, and you should not swallow your words. Ela yotzi mipiv ki'ilu mona ma'os. Go look it up. You should not skip over any words. You should not swallow your words. You should extract them from your mouth as if you are counting money. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now let's all ask ourselves. I want you to ask yourself. Okay, maybe you are the Gadol HaDor. I'm not being facetious. I'm not exaggerating. I'm sure that there are some people who are listening to this who say Psukei de Zimra like they count money. The rest of us should ask ourselves, do I actually say Psukei de Zimra like I count money? Someone owed you $1,000 and they dropped off cash. I'm pretty sure you would count it very carefully. And you're not in the bank, so you don't have a counting machine. I'm pretty sure you would count it pretty carefully to make sure that they didn't shortchange you $500, $300, $200, even $100. They're going to count the money. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says. When the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo says, Ein omim hazmiros b'mirutza kim b'nachas, we do not say these chapters of praise, of song to God, quickly, but rather with nachas. I'm sorry, I can't exactly translate the word nachas. I think, and I hope that everyone knows what it means. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shelo yadalig shum teva, velo yav li'im. Do not skip over any letter, any word. Do not swallow your words. We all know what that means when you're davening too quickly. You should say and pronounce the words and the letters and the nekudos and the pronunciation of davening like you're counting money. I have to ask myself if I daven like I'm counting money. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes, I just lost my place, sorry, here I am. Misha einu mulbash heitev yispala b'veso b'chorof b'nachas. Someone, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes, and here the Mishnah Berurah tells it to us under the Shalacha, someone who is not properly dressed, it doesn't mean ansnias, it means threadbare clothing when it's freezing outside, yispala b'veso b'chorof b'nachas. It's better that he should daven in his own home in the winter, b'yechidus b'nachas. I'm not paskening halacha. You have a shayla, ask your own rav. I'm telling you what the Mishnah Berurah says, and translating it, you're welcome to go look it up. But the point is, yispala b'veso b'chorof b'nachas. Better, says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that you should daven at home, when it's cold, if you don't have proper clothing to go out, benachas, then to go out and you won't be having proper kavanas with your tefillos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'efshar derotza lomar." Perhaps he means to say, "Shemechamas hakor enu yochol lekavein gam betefillos shmon esher kara'ui." Because of the cold, they didn't have insulation and central heating like we have today. So if they didn't have proper clothing and they went to Beis Knesses and it's freezing cold, he's not going to be able to daven properly. His words will be swallowed. His words will be skipped. His words will be rushed. His words will be quickly, because all I'm thinking about is I'm freezing. I have to get back home to the fireplace. I have to get back home to the burning coals. So Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, you know what? If you don't have proper clothing and you're not going to be able to concentrate benachas, stay home and daven b'yechidus benachas, not rushed. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, which is what I'm quoting from, also has be'urim umusafim, extra commentary onto the Mishnah Berurah. And I'm going to quote from Be'urim Umusafim of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, who quotes the Sefer Kav HaYashar. Okay. The Sefer Kava Yashar writes, Vahosif Besefer Kava Yashar, the Sefer Kava Yashar writes, Sheyesh Asara Devarim Shebeistin Shamala Minadim Aleim. There are 10 things for which the heavenly court of justice condemns a person for these 10 things. Va'achad Meim, and one of them, Hu Ha'omer Shiros V'Tishbrachos V'Mirutza. One of the things is the Sefer Kava Yashar that the Beistin Shamala will condemn us for is if you said the Shiros and the Tishbrachos, the songs and the praise of the Psuke de Zimra quickly. And this means a person who does not utter them, the words, completely, besafa berura, with clear speech, mi baruch sh'amar tefilas yishtabach. Mi baruch sh'amar tefilas yishtabach. I think it speaks for itself, even though I'm speaking for it. King Shlomo says, you want to know how to take my words? You want to know how to guard my mitzvos? You want to know how to pay attention to chachma with your ear and turn your heart to bina? You want to know what is yiras Hashem and das Elokim? Im tevakshena chachasef. Seek out yiras Shemaim, seek out avodas Hashem, seek out mitzvos, seek out the straight path, the orchus tzadikim. Like someone seeks out silver. V'chamatmonim techapsena. Like someone who is searching for treasures. Someone who is searching for treasures. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Don't rush. Say your psuki de zirma like you're counting money. Something for all of us to think about. A sobering lesson for all of us to think about. I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you for learning with me. I look forward to continuing our Torah Mecha learning tomorrow with Mishlei Perek Gimel. Kol Tov and thank you to all. Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Leilui Nishmat and Lezecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rezel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzaitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.